平安。
Peace to brothers and sisters.
感谢主，我们在这个很糟糕的天气还可以聚会。
And thanks the Lord to allow us together even in this bad weather.
希望我们在这里再次能够一起来遇见主自己。
And let's meet the Lord together again.
我们先有点祷告。
And let's have more prayer.
天父，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
借着波饼聚会，把我们常常带到。主的同在也带到你的面前。
Through the Lord's table, you bring us to be with you and in front of you.
谢谢你，借着你爱子设立这样的聚集。
And thank you for setting this meeting in front of your beloved son.
也谢谢你让我们有这个机会能够经常的参与这样的聚集。
And thank you for allowing us to come to the gathering all the time.
你也经常借着这样的机会，把基督并他钉十字架活化在我们里面。
And through all these gatherings, you show us Jesus Christ was crucified for us.
我们再一次把感谢赞美归给你。
And we give thanks and praise to you.
我们谢谢你也给我们一点在话语上一起在你面前寻求的机会。
And we thank you for allowing us to seek your word together.
我们实在承认，若不是你说话，我们说话的也没有话可以说。
We admit that if it's not you who's speaking, the one who's speaking doesn't mean anything.
我们无依无靠的等候在你的面前。
And we come before you.
无论说话的、翻译的、听话的，我们都一同等候在你的面前。
No matter who, the one who speaks, translates, or listening, we come await before you.
因为你是创造万有，
because you are the creators of the universe.
你也赐下了我们。蒙恩得救得拯救的这一切的过程。
And you gave us all the salvation.
谢谢你还要建造我们，并且你要把我们带到你的宝座前。
And we thank you to build us up and bring us to your throne.
这没有一点是我们可以凭我们自己去想象的。
There is not one of these can be imagined by ourselves.
我们只有求你打开天上的窗户。
We can only ask you to open the heavenly window.
向我们心说话，
and to speak to our heart.
使我们今天来到你面前，坐在你脚前的，没有一个是空空的回去。
So that the one who come before you would not return home empty.
因为只有你鉴察人心。
Because you are the one who examine our heart.
也只有你知道怎么把我们建造，把我们提升起来。
And only you know how to raise us up.
我们把一切交托在你手中。
We put everything in your hand.
愿你得着你当得的荣耀、敬拜和爱戴。
May you receive the glory and praise and love.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Christ Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen. 好，我们还是请看《路加福音》二十一章三十四到三十六节。
Let's turn to Book of Luke, chapter 21, verse 33. 34.
三十四节，你们要谨慎，恐怕因贪食醉酒，并今生的思虑，累住你们的心，那日子就如同网罗，忽然临到你们。
Be careful, or your heart will be weighed down with dissipation, drunkenness, and the anxieties of life, and that day will close on you unexpectedly like a trap.
因为那日子要这样临到全地上一切居住的人。
For it will come upon all those who live on the face of the whole earth.
你们要时时警醒，常常祈求，使你们能逃避这一切要来的事，得以站立在人子面前。
Be always on the watch and pray that you may be able to escape all that is about to happen, and that you may be able to stand before the Son of Man.
这段圣经是主亲自讲。
This is word from Jesus' mouth.
那这段圣经告诉我们，影响人生、影响我们最大的是我们的心。
And it told us what is affecting us the most is our heart.
所以他在讲说，你的心是被累住的心呢，还是你的心是能到宝座的心
？So is your heart being bounded or free to come to the throne?
所以在这个诗篇哈，不是箴言，箴言第四章二十四节。23节。
In the book of Proverbs, chapter 4.
他说：“你要保守你的心，胜过保守一切， 因为义生的果效是由心发出。四章二十三节。
Verse 23. Above all else, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life.
啊，这里说我们要注意自己心的情况。
And it says that we have to pay attention to our heart.
啊，你不要只注意到这些外面的东西，要注意自己心里面的情况。
Do not just pay attention to what's outwardly.
啊，
pay attention to your heart.
你要保守你的心，胜过保守一切。
To guard your heart over anything else.
因为一生的果效是由心发出。
Because all the fruits come from your heart.
这个果效这个字呢，有 spring 的意思，有泉源的意思。
And this a wellspring, it means a spring of life.
有 source.资源或者是你影响你的。
It also related to source where it come from.
所以，这个你一生的果效，你一生结果是怎么样，或者说你能够有动力，都从跟你心有关系。
So the wellspring of the life related to your fruit, what you can bear, and what is your motivation.
所以你可以看很多很多的很多的情况，很多的现象，看人身上很多很多现象，其实呢，它。最后关键要到回到他的心里面去。
So you can see a lot of people's conditions, a different conditions, but all it comes back to the heart.
所以在路加福音二十一章，主特别提醒我们，你要注意你的心的光景。
So in the book of Luke, chapter 21, it tells us that we have to pay attention to our heart.
那特别就是让你的心呢，不要被累住，不要被捆绑。
And your heart will not be weighed down.
不要被什么捆绑呢？不要被贪食、醉酒，并今生的思虑。
And not bounded by what? By the dissipation, drunkenness, and the anxieties of life.
这贪食醉酒，这可以讲说是这，就是说，你，就是说，你特别喜欢吃，喜欢到一个地步哈，那个它成为你的捆绑了。
So what is the meaning of dissipation and drunkenness? It come to a point that it's so important to bind you.
那这个。今生的思虑呢，是讲到我生活的基本需要。
How about anxieties of life? It related to your basic necessities, daily necessities.
所以简单的讲，就是说，不管是奢侈的生活也好，或者是这个基本的简单的生活基本需要的生活也好，都不能成为捆绑。
So to simplify it, it referred to your luxury life or your basic necessity life. It should not be binding you.
这我想我们大家都可以理解啊。有的人，这个他其实过得很好，但是他其实他是希望更好。
So we can understand that some people have good life, but they want something better.
他一点都没有生存的问题。
They have no problem of surviving.
但是呢，他有这个，要过这个奢侈生活的这个忧虑。
But they have the desire and the anxieties of getting a luxury life.
但是有的人呢，的确是有基本生活需要的忧虑。
But some people have the need of the basic necessities.
那这个忧虑呢，很可能在他身上。他说，累住你们心，这个累住就在你身上很有重量。
And it worries them to a point that it weighs down the heart.
这个重量到一个地步，把你压住了。
And it weighs so heavy that it suppresses you.
所以我们要想一想。
So we should think.
在我们心里面。
In our heart.
什么是最重要的
？What is the most important thing？
想想看。
Think about it。
你知道。
You should know。
什么东西哈？只要一碰到，它就对你有重大的影响。
What is the thing that once you encounter it, it affects you most？
而且这个影响是反射动作的，不需要经过所谓思考的。
And this is a natural reaction from you that you don't even need to think about it。
所以这里想说，你的心要注意。
So you have to pay attention to your heart.
所以你的心可以被这些贪食、醉酒、今生的思虑，统统给它包住了。
Your heart can be surrounded and wrapped by dissipation, drunkenness, and anxieties of life.
其实我们在地上能吃能喝是很棒的事情。
So when we can eat and drink, it's good enough.
但是这里主警告我们，吃喝呢不能成为到一个地步，把你落到一个网络里面去。
But Lord is warning us, don't let the drinking and eating become a trap to us.
因为有一个日子，这个日子呢，是我们都受不了的日子。
Because there is this day, and this day cannot be supported.
那这个日子呢，它会突然之间就来了。
And this day will suddenly come.
啊，在你想不到的时候，就突然就来了。
When you are not thinking about it, it will appear.
那你怎么能够从这个日子里面释放出去呢
？So how can you be released from that day?
心是重要的关系。
Your heart is the most important thing.
如果你心是被今生的思虑、钱财还有这些贪食醉酒呢，那你可能出不去。
If your heart is all surrounded by food, drinking, and anxieties of life and monies, then you cannot escape.
我们交通这个不是意思说你不要吃喝，不要吃好的，喝好的，没有这个意思哈。
We are not fellowship to teach you not to eat good food.
你可以吃好喝好，但是它不能成为你的捆绑。
You can eat nice food, but not that should not be binding.
应该讲说你说放下就放下。
It should be something that you can abandon right away.
然后，但是主这里特别提醒我们要时时警醒，常常祈求。
But Lord reminded us that we have to be alert and always be on watch.
这有一个祷告的学习。
So here is a lesson of praying.
这祷告的学习呢，它要产生的结果就是要产生有一个特殊的能力。
And the results come from it is to give you the power.
这个能力呢，他说能逃避那日子。
And the power is to let you escape.
就是说，这个你要祷告到一个地步，在你身上产生能力。当你需要逃的时候呢，你有逃的这个，不但是有能力，有那个本事逃。
So you pray to a point that you have this energy to escape and able to escape.
但逃只是消极的。
But escaping is very pessimistic.
有人逃到这边呢，不是他逃到从这里逃到那边呢，到那边去就搞得更糟糕。
Someone escape from one side to the other side, but it become worse.
所以你逃如果没有方向的话，逃来逃去呢，还是逃在那个限制底下。
So if you are escaping without a direction, then you are still falling into the trap.
但这里不但是有一个逃的能力，还有另外一个，特别是鼓励我们是站立在人子的面前。
So here is not only having the capability to escape, but also to stand before the Son of Man.
这是主救我们的目的。
This is the purpose of Lord saving us.
当我们跟他面对面见面的时候，真的能站在他面前。
When we are facing face to face to the Lord, we are capable to stand before Him.
也许我们都不是太觉得这有什么了不起。
Maybe we don't think this is a big deal.
但是你知道，真的遇见过主的人，他都是扑倒的。
But you can see that the one who really face to face to the Lord, they all face down on earth.
所以如果能够站立在主的面前，的确是一件大事情。
So if you are capable to stand before the Lord, this is a big deal.
但是呢，根据我们自己是没有这个能力的。
But according to our capability, we cannot do it.
我们也不可能修行到这个地步。
And we cannot meditate ourselves to this point.
但是主告诉我们呢，有一个重要就是时时警醒。常常祈求。
But Lord, tell us, be always on the watch and pray that you may be able to escape.
那你如果愿意时时警醒、常常祈求呢
？So if you are willing to always on watch and pray,
主就会把那个能力给你。
Lord will give you that capability.
所以这有一个特殊的学习，就是你平常在祷告的学习上，你能不能够祷告到主的能力在你身上成为实际
？So the lessons of praying is whether you can pray to a point that this capability come unto you.
如果你在平常的祷告上没有这个经历
，If you have not experienced during your regular praying，
我想在特殊艰难的环境里面
，I believe in tribulation，
你会更难得到。
It will be difficult for you to get it。
但是你如果平常能够在时时警醒、常常祈求里面，你不断的能够经历那个主的同在和能力在你身上。
But if you are able to experience Lord's presence with you。During you're always on watch and pray,
那你就经历这个机会就很多。
Then you have more experience oftenly.
那我们再看另外一段圣经，我们以前读过，在犹大书二十四、二十五节。
In the book of Judah.
犹大书二十四节。
Verse 24.
那能保守你们不失脚，叫你们无瑕无疵，欢欢喜喜站在他荣耀之前的。我们的救主，独一的神。
To him who is able to keep you from falling into the presence, you before his glorious presence, without fault and with great joy.
愿荣耀、威严、能力、权柄，因我们主耶稣基督与他从万古归于他从万古以前，并现今，直到永永远远。阿门。
To the only God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, power, and authority through Jesus Christ our Lord, before all ages, now and forevermore. Amen.
所以这里是犹大，他有一个宣告。
So Jude has this proclamation.
他说主有保守我们的能力。
And it says the Lord is keeping you.
保守我们不失脚，就不掉入陷阱里面去。
Keeping us from falling.
啊，所以你常常时时警醒，常常祈求，主就会，你就经历主保守的能力。你可能有机会，有可能掉到陷阱里面，但是呢，因为你在主面前时时警醒，常常祈求，主就让你不掉下去。
So as you always pray and alert, when something happens that you fall into the trap, that you are going to fall into the trap, Lord will save you out from it.
那不但是这样，主也有办法叫我们无瑕无疵。
And Lord will make you perfect.
我们不是常常到主面前祷告亲近主的时候，我们看到这个，我们会觉得非常困难。
If we don't pray and come before the Lord all the time, it's difficult for us to understand this.
当你觉得你没有办法胜过任何的环境或任何的自己的时候，你愿意时时警醒，常常就来到主面前，主就让你能够略过，能够得胜起来。
Lord will allow you to surpass your circumstances and yourself.
所以这里面可以经历到，你看见神的荣耀会在你的经历中出现。
So you will see Lord's glory.
那威严其实就是神的大，自大。
The majesty is to show how great Lord is.
其实我们越经历神，你就那个神在我们里面那个大的那个认识是不断的扩大的。
The more you know the Lord, the more you understand how great He is.
中文的翻译是用威严来做翻译。
In Chinese, they talk about how majesty.
而且呢，你会经历神能力，这个能力是收据的能力。
And you will experience His power, the power of collecting.
没有人说常时时警醒、常常祈求的人，他会离主很远的。
And the one who always pray and seek the Lord will not be too far away from the Lord.
你越是时时警醒、常常祈求，你跟主是越来越靠近，而且你越来越明白神的心意。
As you are always alert and pray with the Lord, you will be getting closer and closer to the Lord.
所以呢，这里有一个收据的能力。
So here is a power of collecting.
而且呢，你会认识神的权柄。
And you will understand the authority of the Lord.
当你认识神的权柄时，你不是躲避神的权柄，你是会喜欢神的权柄，神彰显他的权柄。
When you understand Lord's authority, you will not hide from it.
这是一个很奇妙的事情。
This is a miracle.
所以他的确有保守我们的能力。
That He truly protects us.
那在路加福音二十一章这里面呢，他特别就是让我们的心要注意，你是愿意被这些今生的思虑、这些贪食醉酒充满了。
So in the book of Luke, chapter 21, it keeps reminding us, are we willing to be bounded by our life?
还是愿意被主所充满?
Or you want to be filled by the Lord?
也是你愿意站在主的面前?
Or do you want to stand before the Lord?
那怎么样能站立在主的面前?
So how can you do that?
主现在在哪里?
Where is the Lord?
主现在在天上。
Lord is in heaven now.
他是已经被杀的羔羊，现在却是坐在宝座的羔羊。
He is the slain lamb who is sitting on the throne now.
所以呢，要讲到站在主面前的时候，有一个机会，可能吧，是来到宝座前的。
So when you stand before the Lord, it might mean that you are standing in front of the throne.
那这件事情，我们基本上我们想都不敢想。
This is something that we usually don't think about.
但是呢，神却非常的看重。
But it's important to our Lord.
那对我们来讲的话，我们可以明白的，就从主的话来明白。
And to us, how do we understand it? We understand it from the word of the Lord.
那宝座前有什么东西呢？
And what is in front of the Lord, throne?
当然我们知道宝座前有四活物啊，有众天使啊，还有二十四位长老啊，还有神自己啊，还有羔羊啊。
We know that in front of the throne, there are four creatures. There are elders, there are angels, and there is God.
但我们光注意到这个，好像还是对我们没什么帮助。
If you know these, it might not help you still.
但是呢，有一些的话可能可以给我们参考的提醒。
But there are some words that can be referenced for us.
启示录第四章。
Book of Revelation chapter 4.
我们看这个第十节十一节啊。
Verse 10 and 11.
那二十四位长老就俯伏在坐宝座的面前。敬拜那活到永永远远的，又把他们的冠冕放在宝座前，说：“
The 24 elders fall down before him who sits on the throne and worship him who lives forever and ever. They lay their crowns before the throne and say,
我们的主，我们的神，你是配得荣耀、尊贵、权柄的，因为你创造了万物，并且万物是因你的旨意被创造而有的。
You are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they were created and have their being.
所以这里就是讲到这二十四位长老不但在那里敬拜。
So here it mentioned the 24 elders not only there to worship,
而且宣告一个事实
but to proclaim a fact.
神创造万有
that God created all things.
不但神创造万有
not only he created all things.
万有的来源或万有的目的或万有的前途是在神的旨意里面
the purpose of the creatures and the futures of all these creatures are in the hand of God.
所以如果万有跟神的旨意不连在一起，这个万有变虚空。
So if the creatures are not related to God's will, then everything is empty.
但是这万有如果是跟神的旨意连上，而且是在正在神的旨意里面的时候，它是直通到宝座的。
But if the creatures are related to God's will, then they are going up to the throne.
所以为什么主耶稣在告诉我们祷告的时候说要求？父神的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
And that's why Jesus Christ asks us to pray that may God's will be done on earth as in heaven.
所以主就是希望我们在祷告当中呢，能够与他的旨意，能够进入他的旨意世界。
And this is the purpose of Lord want us to pray to enter into His will.
那你一旦进入神的旨意。你就通到神的面前去。
Once you enter into His will, then you are in front of Him.
所以就是主再来，若主看我们的服事，也是这样看。
And this is how the Lord is going to look at our service.
他将来有许多人说：“主啊，主啊，我奉你名传道，奉你名赶鬼。”主说：“我不认识你。
”And Lord also mentioned that some people would say, "Lord, I cast out the demons in your name." But the Lord said, "I don't know you."
神的旨意。
This is.The matter of whether this is the will of the God.
在希伯来书第十章告诉我们说，我们行完了神的旨意，就可以得着所应许的。
And in the book of Hebrew, it mentioned that if we finish God's will, then we will receive His promise.
所以神要我们在地上的生活是行在他的旨意里面。
So Lord wants us to live out a life according to His will.
那保罗在许多的书信里面，大部分的书信，他在交通的时候，一开始就说奉神旨意。
In Paul's letters, a lot of time in the beginning, he would say in God's name, in God's will.
也可以说没有神的旨意，我们就不用讲了。
And in other words, if there is no God's will, we don't need these letters.
他说有这些话的来源什么？因为神有旨意。
And the reason of these letters is because of the will of God.
那这一个彼得他在彼得前书讲到基督徒会经过受苦的机会，会有着许多的环境，但是要行在神的旨意里面。
And Peter mentioned that the Christians will get persecuted, but we have to live out our life in the will of God.
所以我们如果脱离世上的情欲。是应该怎么样？应该行到神的旨意里面。
So if we are escaping from our own flesh, then we will walk in the Lord's will.
那这个写约翰福音的约翰呢？他说：“唯有神的旨意是存到永远的。”
How about John who wrote the book of John?
他讲到基督徒生命的成长，有少年，有小子，有少年人，有父老。
And he mentioned that the growth of Christian life is from the child to adult to elder.
那重要的是行神的旨意。
And the most important thing is to seek God's will.
所以如果我们真的明白神的旨意，行在神的旨意，站在他面前，应该不是困难的事情。
So if we truly understand his will and stand before him, it's not difficult.
那另外一段圣经再给大家参考。
And another scripture.
启示录第五章。
Book of Revelation, chapter 5.
我看从因为时间不很多哈，那我们就从这个第 第九节读起。
Verse 9.
他们唱新歌说，你配拿书卷，配揭开漆印，因为你曾被杀，用自己的血从各族、各方、各民、各国中买了人来，叫他们归于神。
And they sang a new song. You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, because you were slain, and with your blood you purchased men from God, for God, from every tribe and language and people and nation.
又叫他们成为国民，做祭司归于神，在地上执掌王权。
You have made them to be a kingdom and priests to serve our God, and they will reign on earth.
这里说主耶稣他成就的救赎，被杀的羔羊完成的救赎。
And the slain lamb has completed the salvation.
他把我们买赎回来是叫什么？归向神。
He purchased us for the purpose so that we can come before the Lord.
所以，一个正常的基督徒，他应该是跟神的关系超越跟一切人的关系。
So a normal Christian should have this relationship with God surpass anything else.
所以即使曾经帮助过我们的弟兄或帮助我们的姊妹，我们一点都没有觉得他们帮助是突然的，但是他的帮助应该是使我们跟神跟天父的关系是进入更实际更紧密。
So help from brothers and sisters should bring us to a more practical relationship with God.
也就是说我们每一个得救的人跟父神跟主耶稣的关系应该是超越跟地上任何人的关系。
And another word that our relationship with God should surpass any relationship with any people.
超过我们父母跟我们的关系，超过我们朋友的关系，超过帮助我们弟兄姊妹的关系，归向神。
Surpass the relationship we have with parents or friends.
那如果是真的是归向神，
So if we are towards the Lord,
如果真的达到这个地步，就是达到来到宝座前嘛。
If we can come to this stage, we are in front of the throne.
啊，常常我们知道，达到这样的情况的人不多。
A lot of time we cannot achieve this stage.
但是真正是这个情况，你就什么，就是来到宝座前。
But if you get to this stage, you are in front of the throne.
所以我们应当彼此鼓励。
We have to encourage each other.
我们自己要羡慕来到主的宝座前。
We have to desire to come before the throne.
然后主如果有机会借着我们来彼此帮助的话，是彼此鼓励一起去宝座，而不是彼此妨碍去宝座。
And when Lord allow, we have to encourage each other to come before the throne instead of hindering each other.
所以这是主买我们的目的。
And this is the purchase, the purpose of the purchase.
那还不是光这样。
And not only that,
他说又叫他们成为国民，这个成为呢就是做成，又把他们做成国民，其实这个是国度。
And it also says that you have made them to be a kingdom,
就是把他们做成神国度的实际。
And to make them to become part of the kingdom.
所以今天如果哪一群弟兄或哪一个弟兄姊妹有神国度的实际，他是连于宝座的。
So ifany group of brothers and sisters who have this practical of the kingdom, then they are connected to the throne.
所以讲到神国度的实际，就是说神的权柄在他身上是畅行无阻的。
So it also means that the kingdom, the authority of the Lord will flow out from them.
不但是神的权柄，神在他身上有管理，神可以管理他，神可以引导他，神可以带领他。
Not only the authority, but also the control.It's all controlled by the Lord.
好，我讲就着现实来讲，如果我们成为国度的实际的话
，If we become part of the kingdom,
那我们在上班
，And when we are at work,
你不管你是在华尔街上班，或者在学校上班，或者你在什么地方上班
，No matter where you work in Wall Street or in school,
你都有老板，对不对
？You have your boss.
在世人只有一个老板，也许或者就是这几个老板，但是他就是，但是你多一个老板
，In your work, you have one or two bosses, but you have one more additional in addition to others.
而且这个老板是超越他们的老板。
And this boss is surpassing them.
那你这时候你就会，你碰到有些事情，你的老板跟神是没有冲突的。
And sometimes, the work-related boss is not conflict with the God boss.
有的时候你的老板跟主是违反的。
But sometimes your worldly boss is, has conflict with the Lord.
而且要强迫你去做得罪神的事情。
And it forces you to do work that offended the Lord.
万一碰了怎么办呢？
So if you encounter something like this, what do you do?
你至少求一件事情什么？求主救你脱离这样的情况。
At least you have to ask the Lord to deliver you out of these situations.
所以你需要为你的老板祷告。
So you should pray for your boss.
也许不是你的老板，是你同事。
And maybe your coworker, you should pray for them.
也许就在你旁边的人，跟你常常在一起的人。
And also pray for those people surrounding you.
他要逼你走，不是神要你走的路。
They might force you to walk onto the way that Lord don't want you to.
那这时候就看神的权柄在你身上有没有。
And this is the time to show whether the Lord has authority on you or not.
神要不要？你要不要在神面前支取神的权柄
？Do you want the authority from the Lord?
所以你有很多机会。
You have a lot of chances.
啊，当然各行业有不太一样的。
And of course, in different career, you have different.
但你总有机会的。
But yet, there is.Your chance.
因为我讲这个是我在我工作的时候，我经历的特别多。
I'm sharing with you because I had this experience.
啊，像比如说最看不起眼的就是什么？买车票。
And the most favorite thing is about buying ticket.
因为那个时候我们可以买在台湾最快速的火车票。
We buy the express train ticket.
但是我们派出差是什么？是当天叫你出去，或者是最快也要昨天晚上要走以前叫你，就告诉你。所以那个最快速的车票通通卖完了。
So we always got notice in the last minute that we have to buy train tickets to go somewhere, but the tickets are gone.
所以我们同事都是做这样的抱怨。
So our co-workers always have this complaint.
我们是有资格买那个，而且也可以去买。
We are qualified to buy the express train ticket.
但我们同事的经验就是去买同事买的站票，就没有他不站就不是没有座位的 no seat.
Oh, so they go buy the stand ticket.
所以他说买这个票没什么意思。
And they felt like this is meaningless.
那你如果想坐呢，就只好买比较慢的车。
So if they want to sit, then they have to buy the non-express train ticket.
就我就。跟主祷告，我说如果我去的话，主，我知道还有票，但是需要他放出来。
So, I pray to the Lord that I know there is ticket available.
因为我当过这个就是驻站军官呢，所以我知道哪里有票，但是我现在没有那个地，我不能去要他。
So, because of my work experience, I know how to get those express train ticket with seat.
我说主，你去要吧，你帮我要出来，我去买，他就给我就好了。
But I don't want to use my authority to get it, and I pray to the Lord, please ask the Lord to get it for me.
所以主果然是给我们票。
And Lord gave us the ticket.
而且是那个我跟我同事一起去，我说你就站在那里看我买啊，我没有跟人家做另外的动作。
And I asked my coworker to stand next to me and watch me that I'm buying the ticket the regular way.
所以有很多的机会。
So we have a lot of chances.
啊，我只是这个只是非常小的事情。
This is only a small event.
啊，还有当然还有许多比较关键性、比较严重的都有。
There are more important events in my life.
但是主，你如果主是他，我们成为他的国度，在我们身上成为实际的话，就是我们到哪里，神的国度就到哪里了。
If the kingdom of the Lord come upon us, then wherever we go is the kingdom of God.
这件事情是宝座。
This is related to the throne.
宝座完成的事情。
And this is related to complete the throne.
所以我们都活在这个实际里面呢。
So we live in this practical.
主把我们带到他面前站立了，因为是有机会。
And Lord will bring us to stand before him.
而且另外什么，不但成为国度，而且什么祭司，归于神。
Not only to become part of the kingdom, but the priest to serve our God.
也就是做神的祭司。
That is to be priest of God.
神的祭司只能把人带到神面前。
And the function of priest is to bring people in front of Lord.
神的祭司不是只把人带到人面前。
And the priest do not bring people to people.
神的祭司也把神带到人面前。
And priest also function to bring God in front of people.
所以如果我们真的是进入这个职分的经历。
So if we experience this obligation as a priest,
人遇见我们，应该是有许多的机会可以遇见神。
When people encounter us, they will see Lord.
如果主要说话，
And if the Lord wants to speak, he will give the word.
所以会把人带到神面前。
And he will bring people to God.
如果这个祭司是活在神面前的，他一定会把神对人的需要把带到人面前。
If this priest is living before the Lord, he will bring what people need to the God.
所以这样的话产生许多宝贵的经历。
So it gives you abundant experience.
这扩大我们对神的认识。
And enlarge our experience and knowledge about God.
扩大我们经历神的范围。
And enlarge our experience with Lord.
所以我们如果真正是做归祭司归于神，应该在宝座前。
So if we want to be in the kingdom and be priest, it has to be in front of the Lord.
那另外就是神的王权。
And another thing is His sovereignty.
神的王权彰显的器皿现在在哪里？
Where would He reveal His sovereignty?
神的王权现在彰显的器皿在教会里面，在基督徒身上。
He revealed his sovereignty through church, through Christians.
不是在有责任的人弟兄身上。
Not through only the brothers and sisters who work in church.
是在每一个弟兄姊妹身上。
But in every single brothers and sisters.
但你如果不接受，
If you don't accept this,
神的王权在你身上就没有出路。
Then the sovereignty would not come out of you.
你如果在神面前愿意服在神的王权底下，神就让你的神的王权呢借着你呢，在所到的那个任何的环境机会里面有彰显的机会。
If you are willing to bow down before Lord's sovereignty, then the sovereignty will flow out from you.
所以我们不能说我们这个光喊说神主神掌权，但我们不服在神的权下。
We cannot just have a slogan that Lord is in reign, but we do not bow down before His sovereignty.
所以我们真正服在神的权下的时候
，When we truly bow before His sovereignty,
有的时候是别人不理解的。
Some people don't understand.
世人不理解的。
The worldly people cannot understand.
没有真正服在神的王权底下人不理解的。
The one who do not totally bow down before His sovereignty will not understand.
但是，你如果真的是服在那里，
But if you truly bow before Him,
神要见证，神在这里得到一个器皿，是服在神的王权，然后呢，他把神的王权从宝座带到地上来。
Lord wants to show and testify the vessel that he received will reveal his sovereignty through this vessel on earth.
所以这是很宝贵的事情。
It is precious.
所以你会根据这一段话，下面呢就有一些赞美的话。
And then continuously with the verses, we'll see praises.
启示录第五章第十一节开始。
Book of Revelation, chapter 5, verse 11.
他说：“我又看见且听见，宝座与活物并长老的周围。”有许多天使的声音，他们的数目有千千万万。
Then I looked and heard the voice of many angels, numbering thousands upon thousands, and 10,000 times 10,000. They encircled the throne and the living creatures and the elders.
大声说：“曾被杀的羔羊是配得权柄、丰富、智慧、能力、尊贵、荣耀、颂赞的。”
In a loud voice, they sang, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise."
我又听见在天上、地上、地底下、沧海里和天地间一切所有被造之物都说：“愿颂赞、尊贵、荣耀、权势都归给坐宝座的和羔羊，直到永永远远。”
Then I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and on the sea and all that is in them singing, "To him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be praise and honor and glory and power forever and ever."
那四活物就说阿们，众长老也俯伏敬拜。
The four living creatures said, "Amen," and the elders fell down and worshipped.
所以你会看到前面说，羔羊把我们买赎归向神。
You see that the Lamb has purchased us and saved us.
然后把圣徒做成神的国度的实际。
And make the saints to be part of the kingdom.
又使圣徒可以做祭司归向神。
And allow the saints to become priests to serve God.
而且在地上执掌王权。
And to reign on earth.
这天使呢，他看到的是另外一面。
And the angels see the other side.
他看到了什么？
What did he see?
这里是当然讲，这里是赞美这个是主耶稣了，赞美羔羊被杀的羔羊。
They are praising the lamb who was slain.、
啊、那羔羊成就这件事情的时候，他是看见了神的能力、神的权柄。
When the lamb achieved this work, they see the power and honor.
他看到神的丰富。
They see the wealth.
他看到神的能，神的智慧。
They see the wisdom.
他看到神这个，这里想是能力，他这是另外一种能力。
They see the strength of God.
然后神的尊贵。
Honor of God.
荣耀。
Glory.
然后配得赞美，颂赞。
And he is worthy of all the praises.
那但是呢，这个赞美呢，在第七章又出现一次。
And this praise happened in chapter 7.
这个出现一次呢，是这个赞美是因着那些来到宝座前的人。
And the praise is related to the people who came before the throne.
所以呢，我们看这个第七章啊，启示录第七章第九节开始。
Chapter 7, verse 9.
啊，我们从第九节把第七章读完，好吧
？And let's finish the chapter 7 from starting from verse 9.
此后，我观看，见有许多的人，没有人能数过来，是从各国、各族、各民、各方来的，站在宝座和羔羊面前，身穿白衣，手拿棕树枝。
After this, I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and in front of the Lamb. They were wearing white robes and were holding palm branches in their hands.
大声喊着说，愿救恩归于坐在宝座上我们的神，也归于羔羊。
And they cried out in a loud voice, salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb.
众天使都站在宝座和众长老并四活物的周围，在宝座前面伏于地敬拜神。
All the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures. They fell down on their faces before the throne and worshipped God.
说阿们，颂赞荣耀智慧感谢尊贵权柄大力都归于我们的神，直到永永远远。阿们。
Saying Amen, praise and glory and wisdom and thanks and honor and power and strength to be our God forever and ever. Amen.
长老中有一位问我说，这些穿白衣的是谁？是从哪里来的？
The one of the elders asked me, these in white robes, who are they and where did they come from?
他对我，我对他说，我主，你知道。他向我说，这些人是从大患难中出来的，曾用羔羊的血把衣裳洗白净了。
I answered, Sir, you know. And he said, These are they who have come out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb.
所以他们在神宝座前，昼夜在他殿中侍奉他。坐宝座的要用帐幕覆庇他，覆庇他们。
Therefore, they are before the throne of God and serve them day and night in His temple. And He who sits on the throne will spread His tent over them.
他们不再饥，不再渴，日头和炎热也必不伤害他们。
Never again will they hunger. Never again will they thirst. The sun will not beat upon them, and nor any scorching heat.
因为宝座中的羔羊必牧养他们，领他们到生命水的泉源。神也必擦去他们一切的眼泪。
For the lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd. He will lead them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes.
这里有一群站在宝座前的这些圣徒。
Here is a group of saints who stand before the Lord.
这些圣徒有什么特性呢？
What are their characteristics?
天使因着这些人能站在宝座前所发出的赞美，跟对羔羊的赞美几乎一样。
Because they are able to stand before God, the angels give out the same praises.
那表示神借着羔羊所成就的呢，在他们身上看到了那个实际。
And therefore, it shows that the slain lamb has the same effect on them.
所以呢，天使赞美羔羊是那样赞美法。
So the angels praises the Lamb this way.
看到这一批人来到神的宝座前，同样用对羔羊的赞美，差不多就这样来赞美。
And angels use about the same praises to this group of people.
这表示他们救恩的经历是极其浩大的。
This is such a great of their salvation experience.
而这些人他们自己所呼喊出来的是神的拯救，神的救恩。
And what did they? This group of people cried out. They cried out the salvation of God.
但是呢，天使发出的赞美却好像在对羔羊赞美一样。
But the praises from the angel on them is almost the same as praising the Lamb.
那这些人到底经历什么？
So what did this group of people experience?
这些人是说在大患难中出来。
They came out of great tribulation.
我相信 这里呢不是光讲，不是讲到最后的那个大灾难。
I'm pretty sure that this tribulation doesn't only refer to the end of time.
因为历世历代许许多多的圣徒都经历，爱主的圣徒经历许多的大灾难或者 大的艰难。
Because through the history, a lot of Christians has passed through tribulations and suppressions.
但我们想想看，如果我们遇到大灾难或者说遇大的艰难的时候，我们常常什么反应？
And think about yourself. What is your reaction to great tribulations?
我们可能常常会被那个大的困难呢，就把我们打垮了。
We might be bit down by the problems.
可能因为大的困难呢，我们觉得这个救赎是假的，或者神不存在。
And because of these huge problems that beat us down, we might think the salvation is not real.
甚至有人会去咒诅神。
And someone even curse God.
甚至有人不然他不咒诅神，他咒诅自己。
And or to curse themselves.
有种种的反应。
A lot of different type of reactions.
但简单的这些反应呢，都发现什么？他经历不到神。
And all these responses show that they did not experience God.
他似乎觉得神不存在，不真实了。
They felt like God is not real, did not exist.
但是呢，这一批人呢，很不一样。
But this group of people are special.
他这一批人呢，在大灾难的这个经历中呢，他出到神面前去。
Because of the tribulation, this group of people came before the Lord.
他能突破这些的艰难。
They surpass any troubles.
所以我们在许多的困难的时候，我们常常怎么就被困难通通遮盖住了，然后一片黑暗，然后一片的毫无希望。
So when we are surrounded by problems, are we being clouded with all these problems and seeing no hope?
这些圣徒他也经历这个。
But these saints, they experience the same thing.
但是他跟别的圣徒不一样。
But they are different from others.
他经历这个时候，他能突破这个，来到神的面前。
They differentiate them by surpassing all these problems.
所以时时警醒，常常祈求。
So always be alert and pray.
到一个地步，你里面有能力。
To a point that you have this power in you.
能够突破外面所有一切的限制，一切的捆绑。
That you can get through all the boundings around you.
把我们送到神的面前去。
So that you can be sent in front of the Lord.
所以这是个宝贵的经历。
This is a precious experience.
所以今天我们如果在我们所遇到的任何艰难，你要会感谢主。
So if you are encountering any tribulation, you should thank the Lord.
你可能是充满了抱怨。
You may be full of complaint.
你觉得神对你不公平。
You felt like Lord is not being fair to you.
你觉得神对你不好。
You felt like Lord is being good to you.
为什么神答应他就没答应我？
Why God promised him and not me?
神给他这么顺利就没给我那么顺利？
Why God gave him all these good things but not me?
神给他地上那么舒服我就不舒服？
Why God gave him all these comfort but not me?
我们有许多可以抱怨的。
We can complain.
但是这些人不在乎这个。
But these people, they don't care about those.
他不是不经历这个。
They experience same thing.
但是他会穿越这个东西来到主面前。
But they see through all these things to come before the Lord.
而且他说什么？在大患难中，用羔羊的血把自己的衣裳洗白净了。
And in great tribulation, they have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb.
我们旧造的生命是以牙还牙，以眼还眼。
Our nature, life is to fight back.
你让我一天睡不着觉，你放心好，我会让你一个礼拜睡不着觉。
If you let me sleepless for one night, I'm going to cause you sleepless for a week.
我们有这个本事。
We have this capability.
只是要不要表现而已。
But do we want to expose it?
但是呢，这些人不是这样。
But these people are different.
用羔羊的血，他知道在这样的环境里面。他需要支取羔羊的血。
They know in this tribulation they need the blood of the lamb.
他需要血洁净他。
They need the blood of lamb to clean them.
让他所受的伤害在他的血，在羔羊的血里面能够得遮盖。
So that the hurt that they received can be washed.
让一切的痛苦不把他这个旧造的败坏把它激出来。
So all the pain that they received can be squeezed out.
如果别人让我们一天睡不着觉，我让他一个礼拜睡不着觉。
If people cause us pain for one night sleepless, and I cause him another week,
这不是证明我比他强。
This is not to show that I'm stronger than him.
这证明我比他败坏。
But this is to show that I'm more corrupted than him.
现在有机会彰显出来。
So now I have this chance to reveal myself.
但是这些人是什么？
But how about these people?
羔羊的血。
Blood of the lamb.
把衣裳就是他的行为啊，就是因为这里讲的衣裳，通常就是他的行事为人。
Wash their robes. The robes represent their behavior.
洗白净了。
To wash them white.
他为逼迫他的仇敌祷告。
They pray for the enemies who persecute them.
他把炭火堆在仇敌的头上。
They put the burning coal on their head.
他还可能因为他这些的缘故，那些逼迫他的人反而转向主。
And because of their action, the persecutors might turn to the Lord.
这是过去教会在经历大逼迫的时候，如果你读过一点那个，你要经过大逼迫的人的情况，你就知道有一些的圣徒就是这样。
So if you read some stories in the time of persecution, you will see that people turn to the Lord because of this.
他们被逼迫，
they were persecuted.
没有任何负面的反应。
They did not give any negative reaction.
他们甚至被送去喂狮子，但他们的脸是天使的面孔。
They were sent to the lion den to be fed, but they have this angel face.
他们甚至被逼迫致死，他们为逼迫他们的祷告。
They were persecuted to death, but they were praying for the persecutors.
所以甚至产生有的时候，那些逼迫他们看说，他们身上有神，他们身上不一样。
So to a point that the persecutors would see that they are different.
那我现在，我虽然是逼迫他们了，但是呢，我现在，我愿意像他们一样，我愿意转向神。
So even though I was persecuting them, but now I want to turn to the Lord and be like them.
所以他们不会因为有大患难，他们离开神。
So they did not leave the Lord because of tribulation.
他们不会因为有大患难，他们失去了那个生命，失去了那国度的实际，失去了祭司的实际。
They did not lose the kingdom of God or the priesthood because of tribulation.
所以这里说，他们要在神的面前，神宝座前昼夜的侍奉他。
So here it says they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night.
也就是神在他们肉身在地上给他们这一个练习的机会，他们是实习成功了。
They were trained when they were on earth.
今天我们所有服事就不过这个实习机会。
So when we are serving the Lord on earth, this is only a practice for us.
我们正式服事神的那一个时间还没开始。
The time to truly serve the Lord has not started.
所以你千万不要把今天这个当作是永恒的。
So do not see today's serving as some big deal.
但是呢，如果你今天是让神的生命性情在你身上做工，你可能就是你是提早开始了。
So if you allow Lord's life to come into you, then you started your serving early.
所以这里是什么？这里神就说他们可以在神的宝座前昼夜在他殿里侍奉他。
And therefore, it says they are allowed to be before the throne of God and serve Him day and night.
而且做宝座的用帐幕遮盖他。
And be covered.
这就是什么？你知道我们得救人哈，他说你要披戴基督啊，要穿上基督。
After we are saved, we says that we want to wear Jesus Christ.
所以如果我们真的穿上基督的话呢，其实呢，我们在面对所有的人事物什么，人家碰到什么，先碰基督，不是碰到我。
So if we truly put Christ on us, so what is the first thing people will encounter when they encounter us? Christ.
那这些人呢，他们是经历神的保护。
And these people were protected.
神的帐幕时时的覆盖他们。
They experienced the protection.
我相信他们是在大患难的时候都经历到这些东西。
I'm sure they had already experienced this during
the tribulations.他们得着了神的供应。
And they received provisions from Lord.
不再饥，不再渴。
They were not thirsty or hunger anymore.
而且呢，经历羔羊的牧养。
And they were a shepherd by the lamb.
这是羔羊，羔羊是谦卑的。
The lamb is humble.
羔羊来牧养他们。
The lamb is shepherding them.
再看另外一段圣经。
And let's read another scripture.
12章，启示录12章。
Book of Revelation chapter 12.
十二章呢，这里讲到第五节啊。
Verse five，
妇人生了一个男孩子，是将来用铁杖辖管万国的。他的孩子被提到神宝座那里去了。
She gave birth to a son, a male child who will rule all the nations with an iron scepter, and her child was snatched up to God and to His throne.
然后我们跳到第十节。
Verse
ten， 十节十一节哈。我听见在天上有大声音说， 我神的救恩能力国度并他基督的权柄现在都来到了，因为那在我们神面前昼夜控告我们弟兄的已经被摔下去了。
Then I heard a loud voice in heaven say, Now have come the salvation and the power in the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ. For the accuser of our brothers who accuses them before our God day and night has been hurled down.
弟兄胜过他，是因羔羊的血和自己所见证的道。他们虽至于死，也不爱惜性命。
They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. They did not love their lives so much as to shrink from death.
这里讲到就是神要在他教会里面要兴起一批的圣徒。
Here mentioned that God wants to raise up a group of saints in his church.
来完成他最后的那一个神旨意的完成。
To complete his last will.
所以第十节就告诉我们这一批人呢他所完成的时候呢这个天上赞美是怎样
？And so here, after they accomplish, at verse 10 tell us what is the voice in the heaven.
神的救恩，神的能力，神的国度，神基督的权柄，都全部成为实际。
And it says that now have come the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of His Christ.
也可以说，这里面这一群圣徒呢，他把神全备的救恩呢。带到那个全备的那个见证去。
Or we can say that this group of saints has brought the perfect salvation into God.
因为这是像完结篇一样。
This is like to finish.
就是说神要完成的那个完结呢，在这里完结了。
The finished chapter of God will finish here.
所以这救恩的经历，全备救恩的经历，在他们身上是被经历到一个地步，会对撒旦的这个权柄的产生革命，产生一个彻底的改变。
It's the experience of the salvation to against the Satan.
所以这是很宝贵的事情。
This is precious.
所以我们要问，我们现在救恩经历到什么地步
？So we have to ask our ourselves, what is the stage of our salvation?
我们认识到什么地步
？To what stage we know?
难道还没有新的东西吗
？Is there something new?
这里是。这个救恩的经历，你可以把撒旦从空中打下来的经历。
This is the salvation to a point that we can hurl down the Satan.
因为其实爱主的圣徒常常受黑暗的势力在那里攻击搅扰的。
The Christians who are loved by God are always attacked by the darkened power.
但是呢，他经历主的拯救，让黑暗的权势彻底的败溃蒙羞。
But he experienced the salvation of God and will shame the darkness.
而且他经历神的能力。是叫，所以你要认识神是全能的神，你没有可能不经历神的能力。
You experience the power of God so that you know He is the omnipotent God.
所以时时警醒，常常祈求，到一个地步，能力至少在我们身上要成为实际。
Always watch and pray. It has to become real in your life.
所以这个能力呢，不但在使我们现在能够刚强在这里生活，甚至。主要把我们带到宝座去，能有这个能力上到宝座去。
This power is to give us the power to live on earth and also ascend to heaven.
所以里面包括的有复活的能力，有升天的能力。
So it includes the resurrection power and the ascending power.
有神使万有归聚在基督里面的能力。
And the power to gather everything, every creatures.
有神托住万有的能力。
And the power to support the creatures.
还有神新造的能力。
And the power of renew.
神在我们身上做新造的工作。
Lord start renewing work on me.
所以很多很多的能力。
So there are so many sides of this power.
神是有能力的神。
God is the God with power.
但不是概念上的有能力。不是一个 concept 而已。
But it's not in your concept.
他是实际上有能力的神。
He is practically with A mighty power.
我们需要进入这个世纪。
We have to experience this.
所以是进入这个世纪的人。
So those who enter into this.
所以仇敌要用他的能力来毁坏圣徒。
The enemy wants to beat down the saint.
但是圣徒去支取羔羊和宝座神的能力，让仇敌彻底的被摧毁。
But saints would destroy these enemies.Through obtaining power from Christ.
所以空中再也没有权势。
So in the heaven there is no other authority.
而且什么？诸天都喜乐了。
And all heavens will be joy.
你发现这个经历不是只有影响那个人而已。
This is not just affecting that one person.
不是很小的范围。
It's not just a small scope.
诸天都会喜乐。
All heavens will be joyful.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我们都在这样的机会中。
We all have this opportunity.
这是一个神宝贵给我们的机会。
This is a precious experience Lord allow us.
而且他说国度。又在讲国度，这是什么？这是好像神国度的那个需要的那个完成呢，在这个时候完成了。
And here mentioned about kingdom, whatever need to be done is done here.
还有基督的权柄。
And the authority of Christ.
基督的权柄，基督是受膏者。
Christ is the anointed one.
所以圣灵在膏抹我们，圣灵在我们身上到底有没有权柄
？So the Holy Spirit is anointing us. Is He powerful in us?
先问一下，圣灵在我们身上有没有膏抹的经历？
Do you have any anointing experience with the Holy Spirit?
圣灵在我们身上有没有运行的经历？
Do you have experience with the Holy Spirit running through you?
如果你都没有的话，你就不知道什么叫基督的权柄。
If you don't have it, then you don't experience the authority of Christ.
其实我们擘饼聚会，
In the Lord's table,
如果我们的灵是向着主是敞开的，
If we open our spirits to the Lord,
你会经历到圣灵的确在那里运行。
You will feel the Holy Spirit running through us.
你会经历到，而且不但是如果圣灵运行到他身上，有时候甚至我都会感觉圣灵显灵在他身上。
You will feel that the Holy Spirit is next to, is in the person next to you.
所以什么？这是基督的权柄。他不但是圣灵要高某要运行，圣灵什么有个权柄在那里。
This is the authority of Christ. Holy Spirit does not only anoint, but it has authority.
也就是这一群人是顺服羔羊的权柄。
And it flows out from the people who are obedient to the Lamb.
神的心意我们不知道，那就算了。
If we do not totally understand God's will,
神的心意不但让我们知道了，神也借着圣灵把我们带到他心里，他在现在把我们要带到这个实际的时候，我们顺服他。就是他的权柄在我们身上成为实际。
But God allows Holy Spirit to guide us into His will so that we need to be obedient.
所以呢，他这里是这个羔羊的权，这基督的权柄呢，甚至他到一个地步呢，是叫我们有得胜能力在我们身上，不但在羔羊身上，也在我们身上。
The authority of Christ will have this overcoming power on the Lamb, but also on us.
那这一段话特别讲，有一段话叫弟兄胜过他。
It says.The brotherhood overcame him.
他是谁？
Who is him?
弟兄姊妹，你要知道，我们有一个共同的仇敌，就是撒旦。
We have to know that we have this common enemy, which is Satan.
但是撒旦在运作的时候，他也可能借着人。
When Satan is working among us.
但是呢，他真正的我们真正的仇敌就是撒旦。
And our true enemy is the Satan.
那你怎么胜过他呢？
And how do you overcome him?
羔羊的血
by the blood of the lamb.
所以我们需要被对血的认识和经历上要不断的更新。
We have to renew our knowledge and experience about this blood of the lamb.
所以有经历的弟兄他们会有这样感觉。
The one who had experience will have this feeling.
我连说话我都需要羔羊的血的洁净。
Even when I speak a word, I need the cleansing of the blood of Lamb.
有可能是我好心说话，这是我出于我的好意说话。
I might have good word coming out from me.
可是呢，听到的人没有得到造就。
But the one who heard my word may not be built up.
没有得到真正的益处。
May not be benefited.
我需要主洁净我的舌头。
I need Lord to cleanse my tongue.
让我说出去的话。别人真的能够得到建造，得到益处。
So that the words come out from my mouth can help others.
但这里不是光这样，要胜过撒旦。
But to overcome Satan.
有许多在神面前有经历的弟兄是遇到过这样情形。
A lot of brothers and sisters have experienced this.
比如说像马丁路德，他也碰过。
Martin Luther had this experience.
因为马丁路德从天主教出来的时候
，Martin Luther left of Catholic.
他有一个，就是。他在一个城堡里面，他在那等躲避这个追杀他。
He was hiding in a castle.
然后他在他的那个房间里面，有一天撒旦就向他显现。
And when he was in his room, Satan appeared to him.
就拿了一个 list 给他说，这个是你犯的罪，这是你的犯罪，这是你犯的罪，这是你犯的罪。
Satan brought out a list of what sin he had made.
啊，我们弟兄在主面是有经历。
Our brother had experience with the Lord.
他说是，我都承认这是我犯的罪，但是羔羊的血已经把我通通 藏掉了。
He said, "Yes, all these sins were committed by me, but the blood of the Lamb has cleansed them."
然后撒旦就跑掉了。
And Satan left him.
我们不知道每个人经历这个东西不太一样，但是羔羊的血，你要会用羔羊的血。
I'm sure everyone has different type of experience, but we have to use blood of the Lamb.
尤其是你愿意跟随主，你要时时的寻求，时时的要羔羊的血。
Especially if you are willing to follow the Lord, you have to seek blood of the Lamb all the time.
所以这里羔羊的血是得胜的血。
Blood of the Lamb is the overcoming.
胜过黑暗权势，胜过仇敌的血。
It overcomes the darkness, overcomes the enemy.
是应该成为我们共同的经历，共同的保障。
It should be our common precious items.
而同时这里呢，神的话在这一群圣徒身上成为见证的话。
And Lord's word has become this saint's testimony.
所以有时候我们连圣经讲过什么可能都还不知道。
Sometimes we don't even remember what the Holy Spirit's words are.
或者我们看到了圣经这样讲，我们也不在乎。
Or we read the Bible, but we didn't care.
但这群圣徒不是。
But these saints are different.
他们读懂了神的话。
They read the word and understand it.
他们接受神的话所带给他的那个托付。
They accept the burden from these words.
因为神的话不但是安慰他，神的话成为他的盼望，神的话成为他的引导。
The word doesn't become only his comfort, but also his guidance.
重要是什么？他见证神的话的真实。
The testimony of the word.
所以他是见证人。
He is the testimony.
今天我们在一起读主的话，或者我们个人读主的话，主有一些许多话是给我们个人的，但有许多话给我们团体的。
Today we are reading the Lord's word together, and some words are to us personally, but some words are to the group.
如果是主给的，主是要叫我们不但是得着进入这个生命，而且什么成为见证人。
If it's from God, is to allow us to have the life and testimony.
因为唯有耶稣基督的见证，成为见证的实际，才对黑暗的势力有致命性的影响。
Because I have this testimony in the Lord's word, so I can shrink the death.
如果你只是觉得这个话很好，但是呢，我跟这个见证没有关系。
If you only see the word as good, but it's not related to you,
它不产生太大的影响。
It's not going to affect anything.
甚至对我们都不影响。
It's not going to affect yourself.
因为神要得着的什么是见证
？Because Lord wants to receive witnesses.
主说主。告诉以色列人说：“你们就是我的见证人。”
And Lord said, "You are my testimony."
这是神对旧约的人说的。
This is the word in the Old Testament.
神对我们也说：“你们就是我的见证。”
And Lord nowadays says, "You are my witness."
其中见证的话。
The word of testimony.
然后他们另外一个特性就是，虽至于死，也不爱惜性命。
And another characteristic of these saints are they did not love their life so much as to shrink from death.
这个性命是魂呢、啊、
And this life related to our soul.
他们不爱惜自己的思想，不爱惜自己的情感，不爱惜自己的意志。
They did not care about their feeling, their thought, or their will.
也就是他们愿意走十字架的道路。
So they're willing to be walking on the way of the cross.
他们愿意神说什么就是什么。
They're willing to say yes to what God says.
我喜欢什么不重要。
What I like is not important.
我有什么妙计也不重要。
What my thought is not important.
因为什么？他所征战的对象是撒旦。
Because your enemy is Satan.
黑暗的势力。
The darkness power.
我们人的想法、人的心思、情感、意志胜不过他的。
Our human thought and feeling would not surpass them.
人的好意是没有办法成就神的旨意。
Our own thought and goodwill would not accomplish God's will.
只有人愿意彻底的服在神的手下，神在服在神的引导底下，才有得胜产生。
Only when man is willing to totally bow down to the Lord and be obedient.
所以他们虽至于死，也不爱惜性命。
And therefore it says that even though they are going to die, they will not shrink from death.
与主同死的实际。
They have this.Experience with the Lord to die together.
向着罪死，向着自己死。
They die to sin and to themselves.
向世界死。
They die to the world.
所以他们不在乎自己。
They don't care about their lives.
所以主把得胜给他们。
So Lord allowed them to be the overcomer.
这些都是可以站在宝座前的。
These are the people who are worthy to be in front of the throne.
其实启示录还有其他地方讲到。
There are more about these in the book of Revelation.
今天我们就听到这里。
Today we are going to stop here.
好，我们一人祷告。
Let's have more prayer.
主，我们感谢你把这些话写在圣经里面。
Lord, we thank you for putting all these words in the Bible.
我们也谢谢你让我们有机会能看到这些话。
And thank you for allowing us to see these words.
但我们实在需要你智慧和启示的灵赏给我们。
But we need your wisdom and revelation spirits on us.
我们求你给我们回头的亮光。
And may and enlighten us.
让我们不但看了这些话，也听了这些话。
So that we see this word and hear this word.
求你，真是把我们带到可以站在你面前的那个实际。
And bring us in front of you.
教我们怎样时时祷告，时时警醒，常常祈求。
And teach us how to be always on watch and pray.
叫我们不被任何的忧虑所捆绑，更不陷入网罗。
So that we will not be trapped by worries and fall into trap.
叫我们从今天开始就能够学习，能够进入站在主面前的实际。
Starting from today, we learn how to be entered into your kingdom.
好叫你再来的时候，我们能欢欢喜喜的面见你。
So that when you return, we can joyfully welcome you.
谢谢主。
Thanks the Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
谢谢。
待会大家离开的时候，请弟兄姐妹尽量我们从大门走，请不要走那个门，因为那边的那个地上全是冰，好不好？
When you leave, please use the main entrance because the other hallway is very icy.